Welcome to the Fortnite Newscast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the fucking Fortnite Newscast after I didn't even go back and look how long that we haven't done an episode, but it feels like it, I know it's been months for sure, but I'm so happy to be back and I'm so happy to be able to talk to you guys again and actually enjoy playing Fortnite. So there's something new that's happening with the podcast. As you guys know, Austin moved to Missouri. I'm pretty sure that we talked about this. So he moved from Ohio to Missouri because his girlfriend got into grad school. So he got a new job down there, pretty much basically started a whole new life. I couldn't be happier for him because I know I talk to him pretty often and he's loving it. She's loving it. So very happy for them. But unfortunately, he could not find time to be recording the podcast. He said he could find time to record the podcast, but he didn't have enough time to stay informed and have an actual, like a good opinion about the game and have just basically an informing opinion. So I am bringing you a phenomenal co-star in Thirsty Turkey, who's joined us through multiple casties. I think you've been in every – have you been in every casties or is it just the two?
The last two, I believe. Yeah, this is the last two.
So Thirsty has officially – he's jumped on board and he's going to be the permanent co-caster in the Fortnite Newscast alongside me. So I don't know if I said it already. This is episode 82 and – we got fucking chapter 2 of Fortnite. I am so hyped. So just Thirsty, what, like, give me right now, just straight off the bat, overall opinions of 2. What do you like? What don't you like?
Overall, it is almost as perfect as what they needed to make it after last season being such a bad season. It's almost as perfect as they could have made it. There's obviously a couple things we're going to get into along. Mainly the big one. I'm sure everybody knows about it by now. The new map. Huge changes, a lot of different types of issues, changes, all that stuff. So, but overall, I've really enjoyed playing the past week and a half.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I know I got into it a little later than everybody, and I'm a little behind, but I'm still having so much fun. Actually been finding a lot of time to play after work because I get off at midnight, so I play till about 3 a.m. every day, which sounds super nerdy until you realize I'm only playing 3 hours. But yeah, it's super fun, and I think that I played the first week of season 10 and then did not play. I didn't play anything after that, I don't think.
Yeah, season 10 was really rough. I didn't end up completing all my challenges until like 2 days to go before the season ended, which, as you know, like that never happens. Usually I'm on top of my challenges every single week they come out. So for me to not do my challenges and wait till that last minute and like have to like really rush – just kind of says something about how that season was for me.
Yeah, absolutely. So jumping right into it, it's very weird that they would do this to us, but for chapter 2, season 1, they actually did not release official patch notes. So I found these patch notes on a website that called Fortnite Insider. We've talked about them before. They're a super trusted source of Fortnite. We get a lot of our information from them. If you guys haven't checked them out, fortniteinsider.com. But, they've done like a community patch notes where they put in all their stuff and then they ask like if there's anything else you guys want us to include, let us know and we'll throw it in here. So what we've got so far, jumping into the weapons and items, we have had a slew of items vaulted, which really needed to happen. They really needed to kind of clean up the loot pool. A lot of the junky things in there, they got rid of. So no more miniguns. So I'm just gonna fucking run down the list. So vaulted the minigun, stink bombs, heavy sniper, shockwaves, slurp juice, bouncer, grappler, driftboards, brute, thank God, junk rift, launch pad, shield bubble, suppressed SMG, tac SMG, chug jug, chug splashes, heavy assault rifle, infantry rifle, grenade launcher, flint knock, auto sniper, boogie bomb, zapper trap, hand cannon, suppressed pistol, revolver, campfire, vending machines. Holy shit. Okay. So let's talk about some of these crazy ones. What's the first thing you want to talk about, Thirsty?
What I want to mention is a lot of people might see this and be like, oh my God, like why'd they get rid of all the healing and the slurp juice and chug jug and all the SMGs and all the mobility and whatnot. But it's almost, think about it like Fortnite did a reset button and reset everything in game now to how it was when the game first got released. So where there's only assault rifles, shotguns, one type of SMG, one type of healing, and no movement. So it's almost as if they did a reset button. my problem with vaulting all this stuff is definitely the movement, though. Because since the map is, it feels way bigger. It actually might be a little bit bigger. Mm-hmm. Movement is a very, it's lacking.
Yeah, like right now, the only forms of movement we have in the game is, we're going to cover boats later. They did leave zip lines in. There's a couple spots where you can be thrown up and glide, but that's like from the very edge of the map. You can do that at the radioactive place. I can't what is it called?
Oh, Slurpee Swamp.
Yeah. Somewhere swamp. Like that. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, there's really no mobility. Really, that's in, even in season 10, they started to go down in terms of mobility, to where at the end of the season, really all you had was the brute, and like you could use that to move, but you know, no quads, no ATKs. I think did they vault launch pads? I know they vaulted rifts.
Launch pads are still in.
Okay, but yeah, I mean, there's so much mobility taken out of here. It's like you said, it's kind of reverting back to those season one feelings where you didn't have all this mobility, so you really had to pay attention to Storm.
Yeah. So, and it's not that bad, but you can definitely notice that, like, oh, I wish I had a launch pad here, or yeah. Oh, I wish I could get on a quad and we can get in zone quicker. But it's not too bad, but it definitely is something that they're hopefully going to add throughout the season.
Yeah, I'm really missing the heavy snipes. That's a big thing I'm missing.
Oh, dude, thank God those are gone.
See, I loved them. I felt them. For some reason, I just felt like I knew the bullet travel on that so much better, even though I don't think it's any different than the bolt.
I like that.
There was a lot of usage for it, but
yeah,
really, I'm okay with a lot of the stuff they vaulted. Like, it sucks that we're losing some interesting, the TAC SMG, everyone was so hyped they brought that back, and it's gone now. I love the grappler, so
yeah,
I mean, that hasn't been in the
game. It's almost like, I mean, the campfire too, a droppable campfire. Mm-hmm. There's still campfires around the map. It's just they're not. You can't pick them up. You can't find a campfire on the map anymore. Yeah. It's just natural. So
yeah. So rest in peace to all of that stuff. And yeah. And let's go with some of the things they unvaulted. They unvaulted the common, epic, and legendary variants of the pump shotgun. So they did a clean sweep of the pumps and changing their damage. So their damage has been reduced to 70, 80, 90, 100, and 110. So that is, you know, each variant of rarity goes up by 10 damage max that you can hit. So it has went down from 80, 95, 100, 105, and 110. So you're seeing a pretty significant drop with the pumps. And if you guys have not played, it is tax season.
100%.
Attacks are so insane.
Just realized I was just playing before, and I was like, "Dude, I'm so done with the goddamn pump shotgun." It's tactical. So I had like we were playing with a couple of my friends, and there was like two squads pushing, and I had like one kill before the fight, and I ended off with like seven kills, and the legendary tac shotgun was just saving my ass.
Yeah, so 100% crazy. I'll drop a blue pump for a white tac. It's mm-hmm. to that point. I know there was that point like right after double pump got vaulted, everybody switched to tacs.
Yeah,
and I think we're in that kind of state, and I think that we're gonna have to definitely see a buff in the pumps before they even become viable in a
load. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we got the burst assault rifles back. I like the looks of the, because they changed a couple things with the HUD. So they changed the appearances of a lot of the, not really a lot of the weapons, just the burst. So the FAMAS that we all know as the legendary and gold is now the appearance of the common, uncommon, and rare. So you'll see the FAMAS when you pick up a white, green, or blue burst. And then you'll actually see an AUG, like from the old Call of Duty's, the AUG H-bar. That is the legendary and the epic and legendary versions of the burst assault rifle, and oh my god, do the bursts fucking shred.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the common, uncommon, and rare. The purple and legendary bursts are like ridiculously overpowered.
Yeah,
I just shoot through builds. It's like stupid.
Yeah, I'm going to be very surprised if we don't see a nerf here in probably the next two updates.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the compact. We got the compact SMG back, which is just the straight up submachine gun, but it does function the same as the compact SMG did when it was in the game. Wait, shit, I'm stupid. The compact SMG is different. The compact SMG is the legendary and rare variant of just the submachine gun in general. So then we do got the OG submachine gun back, not the tactical, not the suppressed, but you know, that weird in between one. Mm-hmm. And then we got the common and uncommon freaking rocket launchers. Oh my god, do rocket launchers drop every fucking chest you open? It's a rocket launcher.
I haven't noticed it.
Really?
I haven't, but I haven't seen a common one yet. I've been playing for about a week and a half, and I haven't seen a common one yet. I've only seen green and above.
That's wild.
They do look. It looks different though from common to rare, mm-hmm. and then when you hit the epic, the legendary, they look like girthier. I don't know.
The guided missile.
They look more yoked. They look like way more yoked. So they look cool.
So moving away from the girthy rocket launchers, we got just epic and legendary pistols have been added to the game.
Shred.
I haven't tried to use them yet, but that's what I was playing with. Shred, I was playing with Seth, and he was like, dude, the pistols are nutty.
They shred so hard. They do like 30-something damage.
Are you shitting
me? It's like stupid. I think a legendary pistol does like 36 to the body. It's
gross.
That's
fucking wild, man. And these spawn pretty often. One thing that was not in these patch notes that I just remembered is that you can actually pull epic pistols from supply drops.
Yes.
I don't know why are purple items now spawning at supply drops. I think it's just a weird thing. Like the supply drops I thought were good as they were.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird to me that they would allow a purple pistol to drop out of all things. But if they're that good, then it kind of makes sense.
They're pretty disgusting.
It's all fucking crazy.
It's so funny.
All right. So a couple new items we got in the game. Things that have never been seen. I didn't think that they could do it. I didn't think Fortnite could bring us, like, keep surprising us with just random shit. But they did a good job. So we got the Bandage Bazooka. This is a epic item. It takes up 2 inventory slots, so you're going to have to sacrifice either a gun or a healing slot for this. It has a max of 5 shots and it recharges a shot every 20 seconds. It heals for the same amount as a bandage does, which is 15 health, and you can heal up to 100 health. It can be used to heal players or yourself by shooting it at the ground beneath you or beneath a teammate or anything like that. And if there is no teammate in proximity, it just literally just drops bandages. It drops 1 bandage in that location. It's kind of cool. I picked it up and I was like, oh, this takes up 2 slots. And then I dropped it immediately.
Yeah, it's like one of those things where, like, if you're low on health, you'll use it and then you'll drop it. Yeah. It's not something I'm carrying around with me all game just because of the whole thing where it takes up 2 inventory spaces.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a really good item. If you're at 70 health and there's no bandages or med kit, but you see a bazooka around, you get 5 shots, use 2 of them on yourself. And then you have the other 3 in case your teammate is low. The only thing I don't like is I don't like how it's an individual shot. I wish it was like a splash damage, like almost like a chug splash. Yeah. Or if you just shot it down at the floor in your squad, it would heal everybody 15 instead of just a single shot. Because the recharge rate is so slow, I feel like it should have a splash damage type effect.
Gotcha. Yeah, I that's what I initially thought because, like I said, I haven't used one of these, but I didn't know it was an individual shot. So that really kind of changes the way that this item, I think, is going to be viewed. And I think that they will probably change that to a splash damage. That would be
I hope so. It would make it way more viable and probably entice people to carry it around all game.
Yeah.
Because it acts as like a permanent med kit, basically.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
so
for sure.
The only thing you're just doing is just changing from only 1 spot to 2. So if you're someone that carries minis and a med kit, maybe you just become the guy that carries the med kit and you just carry this bazooka around and you're just the healer on the team for that game or something like that. I don't know.
That would be cool to actually have kind of like designated roles in some of these like competitive squads where you have that one guy that's really good with the bandage bazooka and that's all he does. The whole game is just fucking fire.
Just throws it across the map. It's like, oh my god, how'd I get healed?
That'd be fucking wild. That'd be awesome, man.
Yeah.
So then we got upgrade benches. This is kind of cool, but kind of awful. So they cost mats to upgrade weapons to the next rarity. So you can go from common to uncommon, epic to legendary. But you have to spend a lot of fucking mats to do this. So to go from common to uncommon is 50-50-50. So each of these is going to take it's not just like you pay 50 wood to do this or 150 metal to do this. You have to pay 50 wood, 50 brick, 50 metal, which is – that's still like – I think it's just a lot to get a fucking green weapon. And then it goes like 150, 150, 150 to get uncommon to rare, 250, 250, 250 to get epic. That's 750 mats. And then 350 for Epic to Legendary. Completely not worth it, in my opinion. I think that this is going to have to be, honestly, halved to be viable.
Yeah, or even just make it one of a specific type of material, mm-hmm. because there's no reason to be spending 1,050 material to get 5 extra damage from a purple to gold pump. No. There's no reason for that.
Not at all.
So they either got to make it, if it was 350 of a specific type of material, like maybe designated benches had like you can only upgrade your weapon with brick that like or with metal or with like wood. So yeah. Like in, you know what I mean? But 1,050 material to get 5 extra damage on a pump shotgun or any other weapon is just kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
And not necessary.
Yeah. I found a lot of these upgrade benches seem to be in locations that are, they're unnamed locations, but they're still like some sort of prevalence. Like, you know how a motel was quarry in the old, in chapter 1. Mm-hmm. I think it would be cool if, cause I found this, there's like a sawmill and there's like a shit ton of pallets there. If they had an upgrade bench there that required wood. And you can just sit there and farm, or in a quarry-like zone, which I haven't found yet. I don't know if there is one, but it would just be stone, or the junkyard would be metal. I think that could be something interesting to look into, or even just have it kind of like the vending machines were at the end, where it was a one-time use. You grabbed it, and it just disappeared. Yeah. I don't see that being too wild, really.
No,
I think that would be more. More feasible there'd be more of a use. Than the vending machines, even, because the vending machines, you could go from a white AR to a gold AR if you're lucky enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, like you said, for 5 extra damage, it's not worth spending mats for.
No chance.
So we're gonna talk about fishing a little later, but I'm just gonna give you some fun names right now. So there's you can consume some slurp fish, which will give you some stuff that we'll specify later. You can sit in slurp pools. And you can break slurp containers to gain shields. So the slurp pools and slurp containers are freaking badass. So at the slurp factory, which is basically a flush factory on steroids, it's where slurp juice is made. I think it's actually really cool they put this in the game, but there are some like radioactive, like it's like people dumping radioactive waste in the ocean and you sitting in the radioactive waste and gaining health from it. So that's what it's just slurp juice funneling into the water. And all this is like highlighted on the map in blue, and you can just sit in it and gain health. And there was a pretty big glitch going around where you could just survive through the last circle, but it was patched. As of a day ago. It's pretty nuts. But I do like that they added this because they like we mentioned earlier, they took a lot of healing out. They took a lot of just ability to stay alive out. And I think these help a lot.
Oh yeah, this place is like my favorite place to land. Mm. I love this place, especially in squads. You're guaranteed to get 100 shield. Oh, 100. If you can get out alive, you're gonna get 100 shield. There's two in like the main factory. There's two areas where like there's like these two bins. I don't know if you've seen it. You probably have.
The vats.
There's the two bins. Yeah, and you just sit in it. And it just heals you. So this is a really good addition, especially because only there's no more slurp juices in the game. They just basically turned a slurp juice into a whole named location.
Yeah, it's cool. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
We're shotguns now fucking drop from chests. This is something that I have bitched about in the past 10 seasons. I was like, why the fuck can't I get a shotgun out of a chest? Because, you know, when you're trying to get oh my god, I don't know. Like early game when everybody's around you and all you can hear is just fucking like T-Rexes and elephants running around like doo 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 doo, just running around on the floors above and below. And since Fortnite sound is so fucked, you can't tell where they are. You just really need to find a shotgun. And then you always just pull some bullshit out of a chest. So very happy that we could finally get shotguns out of the chests.
It is a good change.
It's so good. And to wrap up the weapons and items categories, we got two types of ammo boxes. Small ammo boxes will now drop the standard ammo that old ammo boxes did. The small boxes look the exact same as they did chapter 1. But then we got the big ammo boxes, which will now drop extra ammo and a chance at healing items. It was said healing items on the community patch notes, but I've only seen big shields drop. I don't know. Thirsty, have you seen anything else?
I've only seen one big pot.
Okay, so for now, we'll say big shields drop out of these, because that's what Seth told me, big shields. So that's, yeah, I'm assuming that it's just big shields. And there are also now two types of chests. There's the small chest, which will drop common to rare loot, And then there's the big chest, which will drop epic to legendary loot. These both have different sound cues. So you'll definitely be able to hear when you're around a like big chest. It's pretty fucking sweet. I really like that they did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's it for fucking, that's it for, weapons and items. It was very fun. Yeah. There was a lot.
So, all right. On to the gameplay. So materials dropped from the ground now have been increased from 30 to 50, which is definitely a big change because I've found myself recently not being, how am I going to word this? Not farming as much or not gaining as much from farming. So that drop where you see a couple piles of wood, that's 100 material right there. So that's a good change. They added a release to confirm edit setting, which I haven't messed around with. But basically what it is, instead of hitting a button after you make your edit, once you make that edit and let go, it'll confirm the edit. Just so anybody that's been trying to improve the editing, hop into creative and try that setting out. They added a 3D audio setting for better audio.
Dude, I fucking turned this on the other day, right? And it was cool. I loved it. It made it sound like there were actually people behind me, above me, below me. But there were no enemy footsteps. They were all gone. Like, the fucking enemy footsteps were just disappeared.
Yeah, it's a little buggy right now. But I definitely think once they make the adjustments, it'll be a good feature.
Yeah.
All right. Increased bloom value by degree of angle on assault rifles. I've noticed that a lot. My bloom is like all over the map, dude. I've been spraying like two whole clips, like 60 bullets. I'm hitting like two shots.
Yeah,
58
bad.
Bullets that are all going into the trees. I'm like, I broke a tree, but not a hit the enemy. It's bad. That gets fixed a little bit. So they added fishing. So we're going to talk about fishing right now. So there's hotspots that can be found around the map with the chance to get items. Such as guns, ammo, stuff like that. And then they also added these four items that you can get from these hotspots. The flopper, which is 50 HP in 1 second, four stack max. It's a little fish.
Fucking lit, dude. 50 HP in 1 second? That's taking a medkit in 2 seconds.
It's great. I haven't fished much, but when I do fish, I get these like all the time and I never need them.
Mm-hmm.
Slurp fish. So basically, you're either getting 50 HP or 50 shield, and you can hold up to three of them. So if you guys are into being the healer on your squad, grab a fishing pole and just sit in the ocean or in the river and just have fun. You can have your bandaged bazooka, you can have your big pots, small pots, and you can have your slurp fish and floppers.
It sounds so fucking weird, dude. You can have your slurp fish and floppers.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but these next two items can only be found in the river outside the hotspot?
Yeah, I have not seen these from fishing in a hotspot. I've done a fair amount of fishing.
Yeah, let's just say you're more likely to find these outside of the hotspot. So the small fry gives you 25 HP if your health is below 75, and you can hold six of them max. And then a can, which you can throw at enemies for 20 damage.
Those
are just fun little items. I mean, nobody's really good. If you're fishing for a small fry, I'm sorry, but like you better go try to kill somebody.
Yeah.
like if you're sitting there and your goal is to fish a small
damn,
fry,
because
you really can't find 25 HP, probably look in a little shack to your right. You'll probably find a bandage stack there. All right. So now you can now hide in different objects around the map, like dumpsters and haystacks. So those are the two main ones and only ones, I believe.
Yeah.
Are dumpsters and haystacks, which is a really cool concept if you guys like camping or just want to
if you guys are bitches
yeah basically if you don't want to just double ramp rush with like a pyramid on top of you, like go ahead, you guys can sit in these dumpsters and haystacks and have a blast. So the new map, as you guys all know if you guys have been playing, added a new map with the following POIs. You have Sweaty Sands, Pleasant Park Returned, Craggy Cliffs, Steamy Stacks, Frenzy Farm, Salty Springs is back, Holly Hedges, Slurpy Swamp, Misty Meadows, Lazy Lake, Retail Row is returned, Dirty Docks, and Risky Reels, which is an unnamed location. So you're not going to see it on the map, but I have no idea where Risky Reels is, but it's somewhere on the map.
It's somewhere towards the middle. I know that for sure.
Okay. So, yeah, so that's the new map.
So, like, dude, I love the new map. I fucking love great. The new map. There's so much transport by water that you can do. Like, the swimming is so fast. If you're swimming downstream, swimming upstream, don't even fucking try it.
But, it's like, so bad. Dude, I almost broke a controller the other day because I was swimming upstream. I didn't know why I was taking so long, and I was freaking out. It was so bad. I was free. I was like, dude, what the hell? What is going on? Slamming stuff, dude. I was getting so frustrated.
Oh my god. So like, what? All right. What is your favorite location to land out of all the new ones? I'm not gonna lie. I haven't landed in a past location. Like, I haven't landed Pleasant Salty or Retail.
Retail. Probably Holly Hedges. Mm-hmm. It's got a lot. There's a big middle area and there's a lot of buildings. It's almost like, I think, like, it's like the Greasy Grove building. You know, the middle of Greasy Grove where that building used to be?
Yeah, yeah.
With, like, the fishing and all that stuff. I mm-hmm. think there's a building similar to that in the middle of it. So it's like a middle ground, and on the outside there's houses and there's a lot of hedges, obviously. So that's probably my number one. Number two would be Slurpee Swamp. What about you?
Yeah, I really like Sweaty Sands. It's cool. It's got a really big paradise feel to it. Obviously, because mm-hmm. it's in, like, a sandy area. I really like that. Slurpee Swamp, super good. And there was one more. Looking at the list of these, I can't. I think it's Misty Meadows. Is that the one that's pretty big? Or is that – no, it's Lazy Lake.
Lazy
Lake, I think, is pretty big.
Lazy Lake is almost like the new Tilted of
yeah,
the season.
Yeah, I
so
really
far.
Like that one. I like that one a lot. Dude, it was so funny. Right. We were running through the map, and, like, we got into Salty, and I apparently didn't see the fucking visual cue on my screen that said now entering Salty Springs. And I was, like, running around, and I was like, dude, this fucking deja vu, this looks just like Salty. Like, what is this? And I was like, Seth, this looks so much like Salty. Like, what's happening? And he's like, dude, it's fucking Salty. They brought it back. And I was like, oh, shit. I was having some serious issues, man. They did a cool thing.
We haven't mentioned this yet, but with the map, when you first load into the season, you have to discover the map. So they make you go to all these locations mm-hmm. and discover them. Even the unnamed locations, there's a bunch. You guys will see it as you guys discover different locations around the map, that you have to kind of discover all these places and visit every single part of the map.
Yeah,
there's still some I haven't been to, like the top left.
Yeah.
Where all those, like, I haven't even.
That, like, lighthouse gone. Out there?
Yeah. I went to the lighthouse. I just haven't been to the other islands surrounding it.
Okay, I haven't been to the lighthouse, and I haven't been to, like, the tundra part in the bottom right.
Yeah, that place is kind of useless. I think there's, like, a couple houses on top of that mountain or whatever, but
there's
a couple places behind it. It's a cool area.
I do really like that they did that. They hid the map, and, like, all the name locations are, like, just question marks until you get there. Mm-hmm. And I really love the visual cues. It's, like, now entering Salty Springs, now entering yes. Misty Meadows. I think that's fucking sweet that they did that.
That was great. All right, so where was I? They added swimming effects. So you can build while swimming, and jumping while in the water grants a brief speed boost when you begin to swim again. So basically, you look like a dolphin swimming in the water.
Yeah, you do. A majestic.
And you get a speed boost
dolphin.
When you go. Yeah, and you get a speed boost whenever you go under the water and you come back up, and you just repeatedly hit X or A or whatever you guys' consoles are on, or W
or
you PC
bar.
Players. Or, yeah, spacebar wouldn't be W, it'd be spacebar.
Bum, what do you mean, W?
Nerd, sorry, I play on a PS4. My bad.
oh, God.
All right, so now you can now mine enemy structures to gain some materials. I guess that's a change. I haven't seen that or noticed that, really. But I guess that's something you can do now, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So they added boats. Boats can be driven on land or water. They have a boost function, and they can also fire a single rocket, I think, like every 5 seconds or something yeah. like that. I have mixed feelings about these.
They're so
I
fucking
don't
hard
think,
to control.
I don't – yeah, that is one. They need to be easier to control. Two, I don't think you should be able to drive across the map on land with the boost. I think they need to tone that down so it, like, shuts down or overheats when it, like, passes a certain, like, time on land or something, because, like, you can literally having it be a boat means nothing because Facts. It can just fly across the land.
Yeah, like, so you need to take some sort of, like, your boat health needs to just go down as you're riding.
Yeah, that would be a good kind of,
that's just wild, like, man,
balance for it. It's crazy. So they added the ability to pick up and carry knocked friends and foes. All right. Wait, okay. So I have a really big problem with this.
Uh-huh.
it's a great concept for your teammates.
Phenomenal.
Right? Amazing. You could take your teammates, carry them into the zone. If they get knocked right outside zone, you can go back, grab them, carry them. You can run same speed, everything else. It's amazing.
I will never use it for that reason, though.
My issue with it is how demoralizing and disrespectful it is when you get killed and some enemy has the nerve to pick you up and take his teammate and start playing catch with you in the middle of a Salty Springs freaking door, because it's just demoralizing, and I have a big problem with it because I sit there and I want to just wish every bad thing to happen to someone because they're playing catch with me. I'm not a baseball. Kill me, please.
I did that with Seth the other day.
So much.
Oh my God.
I just had to get that out. Dude, it's so demoralizing. It's so disrespectful. Like, please just fin me, dude. Do not pick me up and carry me. They should just make it so you can carry your friends when they get knocked, and that's it. Why do I gotta get picked up by six different men in one game? It shouldn't happen. I got carried halfway across the map the other day, dude. They kept throwing me. I was so mad.
Dude, I want to start doing that and carry a bandage bazooka and then just, like, drop him when I think he's going to die and heal him and then keep carrying his ass farther away.
I would be so mad. They were throwing me. They build up and they throw me into the ocean. And it's like, why? You get a little raft when you're in the ocean. If you're in the water and you're not, you have, like, a little raft, which is really cool.
Yeah.
But, like, it's so depressing.
Mm-hmm.
They also had another feature: ready up while spectating your teammates. So basically, if you guys are in a game and you guys get killed or your whole team goes down, instead of backing out to the lobby every time going through the loading screen, you can just stay in the game, hit triangle or Y or whatever, hit ready up on your little mouse and
your little keyboard,
and spectate your enemies for like 5 to 10 seconds, and then you get put right into another game.
Yeah.
So that's a really, really, really cool change they did finally, that I know a lot of other BRs have that they didn't yet. So am I missing anything?
I don't know, man. I think we covered everything. I put a little anything else down here because it's not like the full patch notes. There's anything else we noticed.
Yeah, I think we got it all.
I just really hope that they bring back the brutes.
Oh, dude, 100%. Yeah. I miss those things.
I know. I don't think I'm going to play Fortnite until they bring the brutes back.
Honestly. I really can't wait. I need, like, the 10 rockets. It was, like, the best thing ever.
Yeah.
You got a match you could get. It was such a game changer. It was great.
It really was. It was really the best item to ever be in Fortnite. Moving on to patch.
Don't even joke about that ever again. I tried to go along with it. Never again.
How bad did it hurt? Because it hurt me trying to say that I really want the brute back.
Dude, I was like, I don't know if I should go along with this or just stop him right now. And I was like, I'm just going to try. I'm going to try to go along with it, but I can't not screw that thing. Thank God they're out.
So, Fortnite, actually, they rolled out a small patch, like a tiny little itty-bitty patch that I believe this was just for the Xbox, PlayStation, mobile, and Switch. I don't think this was an issue on PC. So, the patch has resolved the following issues. The setting / keybind reset. So, it literally just fucking, they reset every single person's keybinds, which I actually was able, I started playing afterwards. So my keybinds were fine and everything like that, which was awesome because playing on a SCUF controller, everything's mapped to like paddles and shit like that. And it's, yeah, it would have been a bad time.
That's so brutal, dude. I had to reset everything, my edit button, all that stuff. I was freaking out. I was like, yo, why can't I jump right now? And then I edited it, and then I was like, why can't I crouch? And I couldn't crouch for like three games because I couldn't figure out. Oh, it was just brutal.
That's awful.
I had to change all my settings back. Everything was like reset.
Fuck that.
So, no, it was so bad.
Oh, shit, dude. I found out some stuff we missed.
What?
So we missed the punch cards. There's punch cards now. You get medals for surviving the different storm phases that you're going through, kills, and some other stuff. There's a bunch of other shit that you could do, and it actually shows your XP bar is down on the very bottom of your screen, like below your health, which I really like to be able to see. So that's cool. And back to 11.00.1. The incorrect achievements we're showing. That's where I remembered that from. And then your screen would just, like, appear to be fucking cropped and hella zoomed in on consoles. I saw a couple clips of this. Like, you would just see, like, the top right corner of your screen.
Oh, God. If that happened to me, I would lose my mind.
Yeah, especially while trying to swim upstream.
Dude, going back to the incorrect achievement showing, I literally just had it happen to me, like, an hour ago. We were playing, and we were, like, there was, like, 20 people left. And I searched a chest, and it told me I was the first person to search a chest in a match. And I was like, that's just not right.
Well, they didn't fix it, apparently.
Well, yeah, so I was like, you know, I don't think I'm the first one this game seeing chest 25 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So week one, right? I would think these are week one challenges.
I think so. I don't really know. They didn't say.
It's not set week one, but we're going to call them week one. So they're called the New World Challenges. Makes sense. New season, new map, new world. Discover 10 named locations is the first one, which is easy. You just drop and run around the map, basically. Mm-hmm. You'll get that one. Three eliminations at Lazy Lake or Misty Meadows. Discover 10 landmarks, which are the unnamed locations. So those are separate than the named, obviously. Ride a motorboat in 3 different matches, deal 500 damage with assault rifles to opponents, search 7 chests at Sweaty Sands or Retail Row, eliminations in 5 different matches, catch a weapon using a fishing rod, which is really easy, first try, so that shouldn't take you too long, deal damage with SMGs, shotguns, and pistols in a single match, carry a knocked player 10 meters. If you're not doing this with your teammate, you're toxic. I'm just saying. If you're knocking someone else and you're getting this challenge by carrying one of your enemies, you're toxic. And then search hidden F found in the New World loading screen. And if anybody is still looking for that, it is on the hill directly west of Lazy Lake. Those are the week one New World challenges. Pretty easy. A lot of them you'll have to unlock, like, so you'll only see 3 or 4 of them at once, and then when you do one, you'll unlock another one, so you guys won't see all of them listed. You'll have to do a couple, and then you'll get a new set of them or something like that.
Yeah, I like how they did it with the new map. It's more of a, these challenges are really geared towards discovering the map. I think that's cool. Mm-hmm. It's forcing you to use some of the new things in the game, which I really like. So yeah. We have, I don't think this is classified as the week 2 challenges, because they came out, the open water ones came out at the same time as the New World challenges.
No, I'm pretty sure the open water just came out last Thursday.
Oh, dude, has this game been out for 2 weeks? Has this season been out for 2 weeks?
Yeah, because the stupid black hole. I mean, are we just not going to address the whole black hole?
Yeah, let's address the black hole for a second.
Let's talk about that.
These segments.
So Sunday of 2 weeks ago, Fortnite decided to have their what is it, seasonal event for the end of the year. Everybody was kind of speculating a new map, new everything. So the event, 10 out of 10, great event. The rocket launches, goes up into the sky. All of a sudden, like, a million other rockets start popping out of rift zones. Basically, they create one big rift underneath the meteor that's been sitting up in the sky. Meteor falls into the rift, comes out right above Loot Lake, goes down into the zero point at Loot Lake and explodes, and then everybody gets sucked in to this, like, tornado-looking thing. Awesome. I was like, oh my god, this is amazing. You get sucked in, and it takes you to a loading screen, and it's like, all right, well, what's going to happen? Is season 11 starting now? What's going on? And then you're greeted with a black hole.
The infamous black hole.
The infamous black hole. So now people are like, oh my god, do we close our app, relaunch, like, load? And I was like, I'm not moving, I'm not touching nothing. I'm gonna sit here, I'm gonna watch this thing. What is happening? So about 20 minutes go by, and I'm like, all right, obviously something's wrong with my game. So I close my app, I reopen Fortnite. I get greeted with the same black hole. I'm like, okay. Now, mind you, Epic has said nothing. They had no tweets, no anything. They've uploaded this same stupid black hole to their Instagram. They've taken all their tweets down. Everything. It's like they went MIA. They literally shut Fortnite down for 2 days.
Which was so fucking brilliant.
Like, that was amazing.
The hype that it built was crazy. So many people, I saw this, and I don't know why it irritated me so much, is people were like, Fortnite's done, it's ending, that's it. Some people were saying that, some people were asking, like, do I get my V-Bucks back? Is the game gonna come back and I'm not gonna have V-Bucks? Like, what the fuck are you talking about, man?
I mean, come on, they're not gonna shut down. Let's have some common sense here, people. But I stared at that black hole for 6 hours on Sunday because I was waiting because nobody knew anything. Nobody knew anything was going on. So I sat on my screen. I wasn't like sitting in front of the screen like, I can't wait for something to happen.
Yeah, you just had it, but I had it
up on my PS4. Like, and I was on my computer. I was eating dinner, lunch, whatever it was. But yeah, come to find out, there's a big cutscene. You guys would have saw it if you opened up your game on Tuesday morning, I believe it was. And yeah, so that was how they introduced season 11 or chapter 2, season 1.
Which is awesome.
Which is brilliant, amazing marketing technique. But definitely pissed a lot of people off.
Yeah, that was just the way that I think that it should have went. I'm very happy.
Oh, it was amazing. It was like perfect. The amount of hype they built, like you said, is just ridiculous. I was sitting there like, oh my God, where's Fortnite? Like, I want to play. Like, I finally was enjoying playing Fortnite. Couple of days getting ready for chapter 2, whatever it was, season 11 at the time.
Yeah.
And they just shut it down for 2 days. And I was like, well, and what made it worse is that they didn't update anybody. There was literally nothing. Yeah. No Twitter, Instagram went blackout. Everything was just done.
Yeah. It was really good. And I think that it also helps because, you know, like when you take a break from Fortnite, and you come back to it, it's like a brand new game. Like, it doesn't matter if you take a day off, if you take a week off, if you take a month off, you're coming back and you're rough on the sticks. So not only are they throwing you into a brand new map, they're throwing you into a brand new map, rusty as hell, and it's just like day one of Fortnite. It was cool.
So that was the stupid, infamous black hole that caused chaos on everything.
Yeah.
Twitch went down that day. It was the mess.
Did it really?
Oh, yeah. Twitch crashed. It was just brutal.
Man, that's great. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was crazy. They had like 150 million people watching their Twitch stream. It was stupid.
Holy shit, that's wild.
It was a
lot.
It caused chaos.
That's hilarious. So back to the open water challenges. We have land at craggy cliffs, salty springs, and dirty docks. Hide inside 3 hideouts in different matches. These hideouts are the trash cans and hay bales that we talked about earlier. Search 7 chests at craggy cliffs or misty meadows. Eliminate 2 opponents with a sniper rifle. Be crouched within 20 meters of an opponent for a total of 10 seconds.
You better find a bot. You better hope.
Yeah, you find a bot. These bots are fucking awful, by the way.
I love them, dude. It's so funny. I had a squad wipe before, and I was just like, I think running up and down. I was right next to the guy.
They're so bad.
But they're so fun. Like, it's such a calming thing. It's like, oh my God, finally a squad of bots.
Yeah, it's nice.
You can just hang out and just kill them all. It's great.
Yeah. Deal 500 damage with pistols to opponents, which I have not even tried to do, but now that I know that the pistols are OP, I'm probably going to hop on right after this and do it. Search 7 ammo boxes in a single match. Get an elimination from 50 meters or further. So pretty much if you're getting your sniper rifle eliminations, you're going to get your 50 meters or further eliminations. Survive 10 storm phases, deal 150 damage within 10 seconds of leaving a hideout. So this is a lot like that. It's a lot like that challenge where, what was it? It was right after you used a smoke bomb.
After landing from like a vent.
Yeah. I remember. Yeah, those ones. And then the last one is to search for the hidden O found in the open water loading screen, which is under the north side of the huge restaurant in Craggy Cliffs. So there's a spot where you can get down just north of it and get under it. You find it there.
Awesome. So there's really only, as I haven't noticed anything really like buggy or glitchy about the game, but apparently there's a bug and glitch going around where it's a hideout bug where you have a chance of turning into a shadow form and flying out of the map. I mean, if you've had that bug, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was crazy. I saw a video of it. It was a guy jumped into the hideout and then jumped out and he was fine. But then him and his teammate jumped in at the exact same time, and his teammate jumped out and he was fine. And then this guy jumped out and he was just like it looked like he had just taken, like he had just popped a shadow bomb and just floated off into the sky. It's just like he couldn't get himself down and just eventually floated out of the map and died.
Wow. That's insane.
It was wild.
Absolutely crazy to me. I've never experienced any type of glitches like that. Out of all the glitches from season through 10, I've never had one like, I've never had an insane glitch happen to me that's been going on in the game.
Me neither. But,
all right, so, do we have anything else?
I mean, just overall, if you could give me a score of 1 to 10 on what you think of this chapter so far, what are you going to give it?
7.5.
Okay. Why?
Because it's a very fresh game, new map. They added all the right things, took all the right things out. Yep. Nothing's really broken in the game. I just think they're lacking in a couple areas, like I said before, like mobility. There's a couple things with the whole third partying. I don't know if anybody else has experienced a lot of that, but I feel like every game I get into, it's almost like you get distracted by a team of bots that's coming. Yeah. And then you get third partied after. It's like you waste your time on the bots. They maybe because the bots have aimbot. I swear to God, dude, their snipes are ridiculous.
Yeah,
they don't miss. So maybe you just get an unlucky snipe. You get hit for 110. You're down on health. You're trying to heal, and then all of a sudden, Ninja Lupo and Nick Bertz are coming, building rams on you, and now you're dead, and your game is ruined when you're top five because you had to deal with that. So I'm very optimistic, though. I think they're doing all the right things. They started off on the right foot, which they needed to desperately, because if they did not get this right, this game would not be popular anymore. And I am 100% convinced about that.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. They really needed to step up big right here. And they really did. They delivered everything that could keep people, you know? They delivered what was going to keep the masses.
Yes.
Going back to that, the third-party thing, do you think – I've noticed that, like, all the guns sound different when you're listening to them being shot rather than when you have them in your hand, especially the sniper rifles. The sniper rifle sound is so loud and so different than a normal sniper rifle, the normal bolt action shot, like when you're shooting it. Yeah, I think that like could play a big part into the third partying. I think that they've really amplified the distant gun sounds.
Yeah, I have noticed that. You can definitely hear shots from farther away. Like, I'm hearing shots from, like, 270 meters away, and that's, like, really far. Over mountains and everything, and it's, like, they're that. I think it has a lot to do with this whole 3D audio setting. Maybe that's something I'll test out. Maybe I'll go into a couple games with the 3D audio on, and then I'll turn it off for a game or two and see if that has any effect.
Hell yeah.
But, yeah, I think that's it. Is that it?
Yeah, I think so.
Awesome. All right, guys. Thank you all so much for tuning in. If we reported anything wrong or we didn't cover something you wanted to hear about, or even if you just want to say what's up, find us on Twitter at CastFortnite. You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Search for Fortnite Newscast and look for the llama logo. Or if you have an Amazon Alexa, you can tell her to play the podcast titled Fortnite Newscast. If you would like to become a part of our community, come over to our Discord where you can join our community of Fortnite nerds. Links to the Discord will be available in the description and on Twitter. Thank you all again for listening. We will see you on the next episode on the 27th. And remember, as always, stay average, gamers.